Boomer and Warner's football picks brought to you by Sports Select. Get in on the action with Sports Select. Play pools to be the champion of the West.
You want to go first or you want some time?
Listen, I'm hot. Get out of the way. Let me run.
Let this train roll, baby.
Switching it up this week.
Oh!
I go on point spread.
Ooh, already mastered the other one.
I'm playing five games. Put some more money in my bank. I love Monday morning.
All right.
Got to play the Thursday, right?
Of course.
Got to play the Thursday.
Got to do it.
Make it interesting. Carolina at Pittsburgh, -4.5. Carolina. Going to keep it close. Tight game. And I got Cam Newton on my team. I can't go against it. Game number two for Rhett. Detroit at Chicago. Detroit's going to keep it close, too. They got 6.5 points. They're going to surprise them.
Trubisky.
Come on. Kidding me? Atlanta at Cleveland. The Cleveland love affair is over and gone. Atlanta will cover the 4.5 on the road in Cleveland. Arizona at Kansas City. Big points. 16.5. So what? Right? We're talking about Arizona.
Yeah.
They actually don't even care if they play any more games. Just want to pack it in. KC is going to run it up and pound them. Covering 16.5. LA Chargers at Oakland. I'm sorry, Peter. Oakland is awful. Go LA. Chargers will beat them by more than 9.5. My $100 bet, 16 hundo. You know, and if I was a real gambling man, I might even throw the Riders in on that. They got to win by a field goal. Let's do it. Let's make it an even 3,000 on Monday.
Love it.
Nice.
All right, Pete, you're up.
All right. Well, probably not a good start that I'm disagreeing with Red on my first go.
Don't ever.
We can yes. Both benefit on this one.
Nobody's going to win.
Chicago taking on the Detroit Lions. Detroit so far this season, yes, they have wins against New England and Green Bay. They have also lost to the Jets, the 49ers, and the Cowboys this season. You know what those teams are? Bad. So are the Lions. Give me the Chicago Bears. We're doing the doing just the pro line today. New Orleans on the road in Cincinnati. We heard earlier from Jason LaConfora that the Bengals, this is the time of year the tent starts to fold up a little bit. Things get a little too tight for Andy Dalton. New Orleans is going to sink them in Cincinnati. Give me the Saints all day. New England on the road in Tennessee. What part of that Monday night game gives anyone any confidence that the Titans will be able to do anything against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots? Give me the Pats on the road. Washington taking on Tampa Bay. Fitzmagic is going to run out. Washington, very good defense on the road. I think they smother the Bucs. And then Sunday night football. The wheels are coming off for the Cowboys. Philadelphia going to hit their stride. Always love seeing the Cowboys lose. May as well get paid for it. Give me the Eagles at home.
Sorry, Jerry.
On Sunday night. No, I'm not sorry.
Oh,
I'm
not?
Perfectly
okay.
Fine with that. I have no problems. $25 ticket gets me $435.
How come no one has the GOAT mask on?
Because nobody lost.
Isn't that what's supposed to
That's
happen?
True.
Well, I haven't picked for the last
time. Will didn't get to pick.
All right.
If you want to make Klein throw the GOAT mask on, do it.
Klein, put it on.
It's too late.
Oh, no.
We had to hear his picks through the...
All right, I got six games, and I'm also going to jump on the point spread bandwagon. It's a tough week for ProLine. Not that point spread's all that easier, but, you know. New Orleans Saints on the road in Cincinnati. I'm all with you on that one, Klein. The Cincinnati Bengals, whenever they play a good team, they do get punched in the mouth. That's going to happen again on Sunday morning. I'll take the Saints easily by 4.5 points. With you again, Klein, on the Tennessee Titans. No confidence in that group. And the Patriots will definitely win on the road by more than 6.5 points. That 16.5 point spread for Kansas City looks dangerous, Red. But I'm with you. I like the Chiefs to cover the 16.5 points.
Mahomes
Arizona
is going to have 7 touchdowns.
Easily. This one is where it gets a little sketchy. Not sure what Vegas is thinking. I don't know why the New York Jets get 7.5 points on the Buffalo Bills. But Nathan Peterman sucks. Sam Darnold's hurt. He's not playing. So
that might be a benefit for them.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm going to take the New York Jets to win by 7.5 points. It's not in Orchard Park. If it was in Orchard Park, I'd have a different decision. But it's in New York, and the Buffalo Bills stink. So I will take the Jets by 7.5 points. Also, we'll take the L.A. Chargers by 9.5 over Oakland. And lastly, the L.A. Rams coming off of their first loss of the year. I expect them to bounce back strong. Same thing if the game is in Seattle. Maybe it's not as confident, but the game's in L.A. I will take the Rams by 10.5 points over the Seattle Seahawks. That $20 ticket will pay you $600. Not bad. Go Chiefs. There you go. That's our Sports Select picks.
Boomer and Warner's football picks brought to you by Sports Select. Test your sports knowledge and choose the winners with ProLine. Get in on the action with Sports Select.